Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And yes, it is TGIF. It's Friday, April 28th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Happy Friday, Melody, and I won't see you again till next month.
This is true. I get the whole month off, right?
You get the rest of the month. Take the rest of the month off, yes.
So I'll see you in June.
I'm afraid it don't work that way. But anyway, we're just about through another whole month, though, into this year. And wherever we're going to, we're getting there fast.
We really are. And so I think we say that just about every Friday and every Monday.
And it happens. It happens tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Monday. That's the way it works. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just, and the listeners are out there. Well, there they go again. We know it goes by fast, but we just want to remind you.
That's right.
So it goes by so fast, that means you shouldn't dally. And whatever you're going to do, you better do it today. And I catch myself. It does. It escapes. And one day you're looking at April 15th, the next thing you know, oh, it's April 28th. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That surely did happen fast. And with gold today, we had a nice pop in the beginning of the day, but it did recover. We're looking about 1990 for the day for gold in the New York spot price. Silver was up 10 cents at 25.11. Platinum was down $5 at 1,084. Palladium was up for 1,580. And the USDX, of course, was stronger by 0.15 at 101.63. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when it breaks that 100 level. All of those 10 points does mean something. So crude oil was up $1.96 at 76.72. Paper markets today, they were on fire today again. 272 to the upside on the Dow, 34 points to the upside on the S&P. The NASDAQ was up 84 points. European markets were all positive. Asian markets were all green. Oh, every everything is just so good, isn't it, Butch?
It really is. I don't care why I'm going to read a minute about all these layoffs. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Because you lost your job and no place to live and you got to move into a tent, it's all good.
I know. 10-year yield, that fell 3.44. You know, I mean, everybody's talking about now wholesale egg prices may soon drop to a dollar for the first time since 2021, Butch.
That'd be great. I don't know how it's going to happen since you slaughtered all the chickens, but I guess, you know, whatever. We'll see.
These are wholesale. Now,
right.
They don't tell you what the retailer's got, what you have to pay for, but wholesale egg prices, and that's the retailers pay to suppliers, they're falling. They were $1.22 a dozen on April 26. That's down from a record of $5.46 in December. And so we'll have to see how soon. I don't think they were. So if they're paying $1.22 a dozen on April 26, they should be selling in the store at what price? $2?
I would think, but $2.22, it'd make a buck. I mean, pay for, yeah.
I don't think they're that low.
Well, they probably won't be. No, not to us.
And, but the good thing is there haven't been new cases of bird flu detected at commercial egg farms since December. So that does help the egg supply rebound a little bit. So that's a good thing. At least that's what's being reported. And, that is a good news story. The average consumer paid $3.45 for a dozen large grade A eggs in March. And, of course, if you buy the organic or if you buy the better eggs and so forth, those prices aren't coming down. So, but that is a good news story. You know, that's great. Jeez.
Hey, a little bit's better than nothing, right?
A little bit's, but yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, there you have it. That's good news.
That's all the good news of the day. Oh, wow. I didn't fill up the whole segment, but anyway. Well, I cheer on that one now.
Yeah, there you go. hey, how about this one? I found another one.
Okay.
This is a little tongue-in-cheek, but House votes to restore solar panel tariffs. Biden vows to veto bill if it passes the Senate. The U.S. House of Representatives today voted to repeal Biden's suspension on tariffs on solar panels from Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam, nations that collectively supply the majority of the country's panels. The decision comes after the White House last year waived tariffs on solar panel imports from the nations for 2 years and evoked the Defense Production Act to bolster domestic solar panel manufacturing. The tariff moratorium was imposed as a bridge to boost U.S. solar manufacturing capacity while accelerating clean energy development, blah, blah, blah. So that's what they voted on to repeal. And Biden said, no, that's not going to happen. So we'll see what happens. But, it truly is amazing what they do, what this administration has done, and just to push that green energy system and,
Well, it is, and they're not done yet, obviously.
I mean, No, they're not.
And they're just getting started. And we'll hit some of that a little bit, maybe if we had time to today, but there's so much stuff happening, Melody. There's so much news going on, and news that really should open our eyes and concern us in some areas. The downward price on eggs is wonderful, and that's grand, and that's beautiful. But if you don't have a job, you're going to have a hard time buying them, and that's happening all the country. But on top of that, just to make sure that you and I are paying our fair share. Now, we knew this was coming. We knew this was on the way. But I'll just read to you one of the requirements they have for the new IRS agents they want to hire. IRS hiring gun-carrying agents in all 50 states. So, a review of the IRS job board shows the agency is seeking to hire armed agents in all 50 states. We're hiring special agents now, states the IRS website in all caps with an exclamation point for emphasis. Click here to apply today. Under the major duties section of the job description, applicants are notified. I'm not making this up. They must be willing to use force up to and including the use of deadly force. The screenshot from the IRS website says this. Carry a firearm must be prepared to protect him, herself, or others from physical attacks at any time without warning, and in other situations must be willing to use force up to and including the use of deadly force. ADB and funding provides no new protections for taxpayers. Combined with the IRS history of firearms mismanagement and lack of respect for due process, this has caused concern among law-abiding Americans. So, the IRS is hiring gun-packing agents in all 50 states. When the requirements in order to go to work there, you must be willing to kill somebody. Now, that's a good requirement, Billy. I mean, that is just what I wanted to hear. How about you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. There it is. It's in black and white. I didn't do it. That's it. That's their qualifications. Also, you have to be, I can't be older, I think, than 39 years old, whatever. You have to be older than like 21 or that. But they're getting the generation that doesn't understand what you and I knew as growing up as children. So they're getting the youngins after that. But they have to be able to shoot somebody. So there you go, folks. I will tell you, that's the requirement for getting the job at the IRS. Does an agent be willing to kill somebody? I didn't know, Melody, that the IRS should be concerned.
Well, was that from their website? Was that on
that's
their
from the website?
Yes,
from the website.
Where at on their website?
I don't know. Look it up again. Screenshot from the IRS website is all it says. If you'll just type in the headline, IRS hiring gun-carrying agents in all 50 states, it'll pop up. It has a place where you can click here to go to the website. That's a fact. So there you go. This should concern us. It should concern us. That doesn't sound like a winning idea to me, to give a pencil pusher or anybody else a gun and tell them they have to be willing to use to kill somebody. That doesn't sound like that should be a qualification for any kind of job, unless it be military. So anyway. Any comments on that, Melody?
No.
One of the largest banks in the United States is on the verge of going under. Here we go again. Is another domino about to fall? Our system was greatly shaken when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank suddenly collapsed, but we seem to have weathered that storm. But what will happen if an even larger bank goes under? As of March 31st, the first public bank in had approximately $290 billion in assets. And that makes it much larger than Silicon Valley Bank was when it was finally imploded. A $30 billion rescue plan that was hastily put together last month was supposed to stabilize First Republic, but that hasn't worked. On Tuesday, First Republic shares fell by about 50% after the public learned that customers withdrew more than $100 billion during the last month crisis. Now, folks, they had $290 to start with. They threw $190 billion of this writing when this happened. First Republic Bank shares plunged 50% after a troubling earnings call where company executives refused to answer questions. The stock dropped Tuesday after it emerged that customers withdrew more than $100 billion during last month's crisis, with fears swirling that it could be the third bank to fail in quick succession after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Unfortunately for the First Republic, the carnage continued on Wednesday. Shares of First Republic were down another 29.75%, and so far this year, the stock price has fallen by a total of 95%. Let me try to put this into perspective. On February 2nd, First Republic stock closed $147. Today, it closed $569. What do you think about that, Melody?
That's amazing.
That's scary.
It is.
I mean, almost $300 billion in assets, $280 billion, dropped $100 billion in just a matter of a month, and their stock price has dropped 95% in a month. That is huge. I mean, I can see people with losing confidence, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. They should be. They should be scared.
I mean, that should be enough to get anybody's attention. And I say this, I tell my programs in your program, I don't keep money in the bank. I have enough in there to cover what I have to do. And I have to keep ministry money there because I have to pay bills out of that. But my own personal money is coming in. I've put it where I want to keep it. It may not be worth it, but worth very much, but it's better than losing it altogether. I don't trust banks. I've never had really trusted banks. Even before I knew what was going on, I didn't trust banks. I certainly wouldn't have my precious metals in the bank in a safe deposit box. That's kind of foolishness. If you don't have it in your hand, folks, I don't know whether it's cash or gold. If you don't have it in your hand, it really is not yours. You may say, well, it's there in my name. That'll do me a cotton-picking thing. If the bank needs money, they will take your assets. And they've done before, and they'll do it again. And the bank closes, you can't get anything out of it. These are things that we have to face. This is a reality, Melody. It happened back in the 1930s when Roosevelt collapsed the economy on purpose. Banks closed down for quite a while. People are desperate. If you have it in a bank, Melody, it's not really in your hand, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, there is a... And what's even more, I think what will make it a little bit different this time around is because they know that people have access to their accounts online, and they certainly can move it a little bit faster than going to the bank and knocking on the door.
Right.
So I do believe that things would happen that you won't even have a – it'll happen so fast because they're not going to allow you. The systems will collapse. They'll shut it. Just shut the system down. So you can't do it.
And that's,
so you can't transfer your money.
That's right. And then when you go to the CBDCs, and this next article will cover that, this is by David Dubon, U.S. Mm-hmm. government accelerated collapse of financial institutions to introduce CBDCs. Well, we'll see. This is our natural news. Adapt 2030, host David Dubon, has denounced the U.S. government for pushing central bank digital currencies that it previously deemed unthinkable. During the April 14th edition of this program on Bright Dion TV, he slammed Washington for accelerating the collapse of financial institutions to introduce CBDCs. This is a track-and-trace digital ID that puts a social credit score in play. Now, why would they do that? Well, they need to track you and your resources and the destruction that's going to accompany these new, natural as well as man-made economic collapses. They're going to want to know who's alive at the end of it, Dubain said. In particular, he zoomed in on the Improving Digital ID Act that the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee passed an 11-1 vote. Again, folks, that's the Improving Digital ID Act that the Senate Homeland Security passed and Government Affairs passed 11-1. If it becomes law, an interagency task force to support reliable interoperable digital ID verification in the public and private sectors may be established. I cannot believe with a straight face that those in our elected bodies had voted to track every American via the passing of the digital ID bill, Dubain commented. Now it's going to the head of the Senate. It's going to go through the floor. That the ADAPT 2030 hosts also mentioned that the Digital Currency Monetary Authority, or DCMA, unveiled the concept of Universal Monetary Unit, UMU. The UMU is essentially an international version of the CBDC that can be used for transactions in a nation recognizing it. Dubain stressed that the World Bank, Bank for International Settlements, and the International Monetary Fund are the forefront of the CBDCs where UMUs are coming in. A few years ago, he noted that people were told central banks were not working on any digital and that physical cash would be here to stay. He said they were even labeled conspiracy theorists for hinting at the CBDCs, allowing the government to track people with digital IDs and put it in social credit scores. Of course, it's a conspiracy theory, folks. People laughed at us about a lot of things over the years. I've been in radio over 30 years. I've been laughed at a lot. They've all come to pass. Not because I'm such a genius, because I read, I study, I know the Bible, I know history. This ain't the first time money's been taken away from us. 1930s was a biggie. Now we're going to lose what's left of our cash. We're going to go CBDC, like it or not, folks. Then you will be controlled. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I had a nice lengthy conversation with a gentleman today. And, you know, he you know, his wife doesn't buy it. She wants to keep the cash in the bank. And, you know, he sees what's been happening. He's been studying it for the last 15 years. And you know, so there's a little bit of a standoff. And he says, I waited long enough. And he says, I really believe we need to do something ASAP because you don't know.
No, you don't know.
You don't know when. So, but we do know. What we do know is we're heading into a break. So that's always the same. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. 1-800-375-4188 is Discount Gold and Silver Trading's telephone number. 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. What other news?
Oh, where do you want, man? We got so much cover. I don't think it all in today. Not we'll do it Monday, maybe. But we got to get in some war news.
Anything I don't know, but you talk pretty fast. You talk pretty fast. So
I do my best.
We don't know what you're saying, but you talk pretty fast.
Well, a lady one time called me years ago and talked to Marcia, and she says, "I know he's telling the truth. Nobody can lie that fast." But anyway, she said he sounded like Andy Griffin. Fast forward, but. And I don't talk near as fast as I used to. I really don't. But anyway, newest mass layoff strikes San Francisco. Over 2,000 jobs lost at Gap and Dropbox. Two major San Francisco-based companies announced mass layoffs on Thursday, with Gap announcing an 1,800 corporate position will be cut and Dropbox announcing 60% of all employees, around 500, will be let go. Beginning October of last year, the tech sector across the Bay Area announced mass layoffs in the tens of thousands. And this is what I'm saying. Tens of thousands in one area. and the economy's booming, and the eggs come down nickel. But anyway, I'm not laughing. They funny. These have included Twitter, Peloton, Lyft, Open Door, Chime, Stripe, Intel, Microsoft, and numerous others. In January, Salesforce cut 10% of its staff, or around 7,000 jobs. In only their latest round after several other cuts last year, Seattle-based Amazon slashed 18,000 jobs, with many coming in Silicon Valley City, Sunnyvale, and Google cut 12,000 employees. Then in February, thousands more lost their job due to layoffs at former Silicon Valley stars PayPal, NetApp, Yahoo, and Twilio. Last month, another round of job cuts at Meta led to another 10,000 people losing their jobs. While early in this month, Salesforce announced that so many people had to be let go that they would be leaving the entire office building. Even usually strong tech sector companies such as Apple, Lyft, and Amazon also make small cuts this month. While Gap, one of the largest clothing retailers in the U.S., covering brands such as Gap, Banana Republic, Old Navy, and Athleta, isn't in the tech sector, their layoffs have a major effect on the city, impacting office vacancies, the city's tax base, and bringing in workers to spend money in the city downtown during the whole work week. A previous round of layoffs affecting 5% of all corporate employees, around 500 workers, was enacted in September. However, a further 6% quarterly loss in sales combined with losses totaling $263 million compared to only $18 million losses a year ago led to the huge cuts on Thursday. According to the regulatory filing office on Thursday, 1,800 corporate employees will be laid off between now and the end of July. These cuts will save the company $300 million annually, will streamline many higher-level duties. Melody, I just read a huge list of businesses laying off tens of thousands of people. And I don't care what anybody says and how qualified these people are. They're not finding the equal pay jobs. And not in San Francisco, they're not, because they're all laying off in that area. Where are they going? What kind of work are they going to do? We're talking about tens of thousands here. They don't all just change one job, walk into another one. Where do they go?
Did you mention Tyson Foods?
No, I didn't get Tyson, no. Tyson lay off some too?
They're going to eliminate about 10% of corporate jobs and 15% of senior leadership roles. That's a quarter.
Wow.
That's 25%. Wow.
Tyson Foods, the reason why? They say why?
The layoffs are the latest cost-cutting move for the biggest U.S. meat company by sales as it grapples with declining profits and struggles to improve results in its iconic chicken business. Discussions with most affected employees are slated to take place this week. Tyson had about 6,000 U.S. employees working in corporate offices as of October 1st and 118,000 workers at non-corporate sites such as the meat plants and warehouses and so forth. The eliminated roles in senior leadership are mostly vice presidents and senior vice presidents.
Wow.
Some corporate employees already left the company after Tyson said in October it was relocating all corporate jobs to its headquarters in Arkansas. However, the 10% reduction in corporate roles is not related to the relocation. So, yeah, this is, this isn't the little guy working in the factory. These are high-paying management jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and they don't just walk into another company and get a job either. I tell you, they don't do that. It doesn't happen that way.
And,
it's just sad.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Butch, is normally we do see the lower paying jobs get whacked first, you know,
but
now we're beginning to see it heading up into this middle management. Hey, senior VPs, I mean, that's, you know.
And a food company, of all funds, I think, make a profit. I thought they'd be making
chicken.
A profit.
Chicken.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're our chickens. We killed too many of them. I don't know.
But eggs are going down.
The eggs are going down. That's really great. I'm sure these people getting laid off are going to be so tickled to hear that. And,
yes.
I mean, really, I mean, listen to this. Bet's offering 2,400% payout on U.S. default lure growing crowd. This is how Bloomberg. In what is traditionally a morbid corner of Wall Street, speculators are piling into a bet that once seemed unthinkable, that the U.S. government will default on its debts. With the Treasury Department inching closer to running out of cash, most estimates give it another few months. Trading in the derivatives, and we knew about that many folks, this derivatives, when it goes, oh my gosh, it's going to go. It's going to hurt the whole world. But anyway, trading in derivatives known as credit default swaps is growing. The amount of money tied to the contracts, which will reward investors if the U.S. misses many payments, has increased roughly eightfold since the start of the year. Melody, how serious is that? I guess more to read on this, but I mean, the amount of money tied to the contracts, which reward investors if the U.S. misses any payments, has increased roughly eightfold since the start of the year. So if derivatives and other credit default swaps is really happening as fast, we were warned by derivatives clear back when Bob Chapman was with us, weren't we?
Absolutely.
Folks, this is getting really serious. This isn't the first time that a mini mania around the trade has erupted. There were episodes back in 2011, 2013, and to a lesser extent, 2021. But this time, it all feels a bit different. For one, there's a greater chance of a lapse in payments. The polarization in Washington is now so extreme that there's no guarantee Republicans and Democrats can broker a deal to lift the debt ceiling in time to avert a crisis. And there's an added sweetener for speculators. A quirk in the derivatives market means they can take advantage of the rock-bottom prices on long-term U.S. bonds to juice gains on the contracts should the U.S. actually default. With some treasuries recently trading below 60 cents on a dollar, that's sinking again, with some treasuries now recently trading for below 60 cents on the dollar, the result of the Federal Reserve's rapid-fire series of interest rate hikes, the potential payout could exceed 2,400%, according to Bloomberg calculations. In Washington, people think it's like 30% likely to happen. And on Wall Street, people think it's like 0 to 5% that this doesn't get resolved, though, as Weinstein's chief executive. Anyway, this goes on. Folks, I mean, this is big. I don't know what to say. This is big. Melanie, comments on that?
No, it's, you know, this is just where we're heading, and that's just another part, and it's been there for a while, and it just keeps growing and growing, and it's, you know, it's something no one or rarely anyone ever talks about.
I mean, what we've been sharing all so far today, all this adding up from the IRS right on down, all these jobs going, means that things are not looking good economically. And if people sit back on the duff and do nothing and don't prepare for what's coming, I don't want to say. I mean, you and I both have tried for many years to get people to think for the future. Don't just think for now. And I do know for a fact that some people are having a hard time just making it now, period. And that's just the way it is. It's sad. So sad. Of course, leave it up to the government, especially in a state like New York, to fix a problem for us all. Now, New York's set to pass first statewide law banning gas in new construction. Isn't that going to be so great? That's going to help the people so much. New York is on its cusp of becoming the first state in the nation to pass a law banning natural gas in most new buildings, according to a handshake agreement that Governor Kathy Hochul announced she and the state lawmakers had reached late Thursday. The law would effectively require that most new buildings go all electric, jettisoning fossil fuel burning appliances in favor of heat pumps and induction stoves for heating and cooking. It is part of a national movement led by the climate advocates, of course, to cut greenhouse gases emissions from homes and businesses by ridding the buildings of natural gas, heating oil, and propane. That's going to help the public. That's going to make everything so much better. That's going to make everybody just feel so much better. I mean, Melly, this is electricity. How are they going to produce electricity? They can't do it with solar and wind. It doesn't work that way. Not enough of it can be made. So how are they going to keep with people electricity if they take away the natural gas and propane and everything else? How are they going to do that?
Well, you know, it certainly does put a little bit more pressure on the infrastructure, the electrical infrastructure.
Yes,
personally, I'd rather have electric. I don't like gas. I have gas, but I don't like gas. And I didn't mean I have gas. My kitchen, oh, my stove, and my heating is natural gas. Anyway, so we should have a choice. They shouldn't take our choices from us. Let us choose what we want. But taking away the natural gas is going to put so much more pressure on the electrical grid, and it can't sustain it.
And now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you know, and it's true. Natural gas isn't as electricity now is almost cheaper than natural gas is. So maybe not everywhere, but in some places. So you should have a choice, and you know, you should have options. And maybe you should. I don't understand why they don't come up with better solutions for homes and so forth, Butch. But
what they'll do too is build a monopoly.
Exactly.
What can be wrong with that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Gee. And now here we go, folks. Get all excited because just think about this. Duke professor, this guy's a professor, calls for $14 trillion in reparations for black Americans. $14 trillion.
Is this your good story for the day?
This is my good story for the day. A Duke
or the funny story of the day?
This is so insane. A professor takes time, and Duke, I just calm down, Butch. A Duke University professor of economics called for $14 trillion reparations for the descendants of American slavery this past week, which equates to approximately $350,000 per recipient. Appearing on the Dr. Phil show now, mind you, William Darity said cash reparations should be designed to reduce the wealth gap between black and white Americans. Now, wait a minute. Really? Which currently stands in excess of $840,000 per household, according to Fox News. As for where that prodigious amount of money would come from, Darity said the feds. Of course the feds. I mean, those are federal dollars. They're doing nothing. It would be paid by the federal government in the same way in which the federal government had met the expenses that were paid out for the purposes of trying to deal with the Great Recession and also, most recently, with the economic downturn associated with the Great Pandemic. The professor previously estimated that a total of $10 to $12 trillion would be necessary for reparations. Darity, who also is professor of public policy and African American studies, responded to Dr. Phil's worries about financial mismanagement by noting no one ever worries about that when it comes to payments to other communities. Phil said that from a psychological perspective, if you take $350,000or $840,000 and you write a check to any group of people and say, there you go, best of luck, you come back in 6 months, you're going to be broke. And that's very true. As part of this point, Phil pointed to how much money was squandered during the COVID pandemic. Melody, this is actually discussed on national TV.
You talk about the bizarro world that we live in. I mean, it's just
$14 trillion. Now we owe around $40 trillion in debt, $38-40 trillion in debt. But what's another $14 trillion or so then? Not billion, folks, trillion with a T, like in tango, trillion. In reparations, because somebody's great, great, great grandpa was a slave. Well, I don't want to tell you. This is insane. Insane to say the least. Insane is a light word to use that. But Melody, go ahead.
I know. I'm getting so worn out with this equity stuff, and every report, every financial stat that comes out, it's always broken out from the inner city, the African American section, you know, didn't get this, didn't get that, didn't have access to health care, didn't have this, didn't get. I'm so sick of it. And it isn't the African Americans; it's whoever is promoting that they didn't get what they got, didn't get what they wanted, or whatever. It's just, I'm worn out with it, and these poor people, and it's these poor people. They'll never grow out of their situations when you have these politicians and these bleeding hearts crying, woe is me. And until they stop it, and do something about it. But these inner cities and so forth,
they just
let them to rot. They don't do anything.
The welfare idea caused slums. Not in every little case, but basically overall, public housing is a disaster. HUD is a disaster. People that can that are given those places aren't going to take care of them because they know they always get another one. And I don't care whether black or white, folks. That's just human nature. Here we go.
Heading into a break right before the last segment of the program today. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody, and I'm here with Pastor Butch, heading into the last segment of the program today. And, hey, did you know the U.S. Confiscated Iran's oil cargo on tanker amid Tehran tensions? That was dated today. Did you hear about that?
Well, I know I got one coming to where Iran took one of our tankers.
Well, the U.S. confiscated Iranian oil on a tanker at sea in recent days. In a sanctions enforcement operation, three sources said, and days later, Iran seized another oil-laden tanker in retaliation. Yeah. As oil markets remain jittery, the cargo seizures is the latest escalation between D.C. and Tehran. So I guess we took one of theirs down.
Mm. Well, this back what you're saying, this is what article I have seen. The Mascarenian Navy commandos conducted a helicopter-borne raid to seize U.S.-bound oil tanker in Gulf of Oman footage aired by Orion State Television showed Friday. That's, I guess, of course, past Friday now. So, the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet has said that Iranian seizure was at least the fifth commercial vessel taken by Tehran in the last 2 years. So, in retaliation, U.S. arms warplanes with bunker-busting bombs in message to Iran. The Air Force A-10 Warthogs are carrying 250-pound precision-guided weapons in the Mid East. The U.S. military is for the first time putting 250-pound bunker-busting bombs on attack aircraft recently sent to Middle East, American officials said, in the latest move to deter Iran. The decision to put more powerful weapons on the squadron of A-10 Warthogs was designed to give pilots a greater chance of success in destroying ammunition bunkers and other entrenched targets in Iraq and Syria. And they didn't say Iran there. It said Iraq and Syria, where U.S. forces have been repeatedly targeted by Iran-backed fighters, officials said. The move marks the first time that the U.S. military will put these precision-guided weapons on board the Warthogs, which were recently refitted so they could each carry up to 16 bunker busters. The A-10s are highly effective in some of the things we need to do, said Air Force General Alexis Grinklich, who oversees U.S. military operations in the skies above Syria and 20 other nations in the Middle East and Southeast Asia as head of the U.S. Air Force Central Command. So they took a tanker. We put bunker buster bombs on. So there you go. I mean, another war escalating. It's just what we need, another war. And EU is in the warlike mood, Hungary. Melanie Hungary says, EU is another war is in a warlike mood, was Hungary's foreign minister. Hungary is calling for peace, even as most European nations are pushing to escalate the war. Europe is pushing for more war and taking measures to not only accelerate arms deliveries to Ukraine, but also stamp out pro-peace voices in Europe, said Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Peter Sarto in Luxembourg on Monday. The EU is in a warlike mood, with the vast majority of member states wanting to supply Ukraine with more weapons for more money. The atmosphere of war here are also implies that the pro-peace advocates that continue to argue for peace continue to come under severe political and verbal attack, whether from country present or here or not. Reporting on Luxembourg's meeting of European foreign ministers, he said that it had again started with the self-blame, with many believing that the EU has still not done enough to support Ukraine. So, there you go. I mean, the foreign minister of Hungary says the EU wants war. That's hard to fathom, Mel. Did anyone want a war, any war, especially a nuclear war? Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But they know they need these wars, so they do want them.
Unthinkable. It's just, it is. I mean, it's hard for us to imagine that that's part of the population control also. The Kremlin rejects German media's Putin drone assassination report. Did you hear about that?
On which?
The Kremlin rejects German's media's Putin drone assassination report.
Right.
The German tabloid Bild on Wednesday published a story titled 17 kilos of explosives intended to kill Putin, which alleged that Sunday's Ukrainian drone crash near Moscow had been part of an assassination operation to kill the Russian president. The downed drone was found in the forest Monday. Bild further alleged that there is a Kremlin cover-up in progress, given the abilities of the Kamazi drone to penetrate that deep into Russia territory and Krasnoyarsk, where Putin was expected to visit, but the Kremlin has rejected the report as fake news and part of Kyiv's fabrications. The drone allegedly reached a distance of 500 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, but it wasn't the first time a Ukrainian drone was able to travel that distance inside Russia. The Bild report described further, Ukrainian activist Yuri Romanenko, who is said to have close ties to Kyiv's intelligence services, said in a letter claiming responsibility, last week our intelligence officers received information about Putin's trip to the industrial park in Renivo, according to our kamikaze drone took off. Accordingly, our kamikaze drone took off, which flew through all the air defenses of the Russian Federation and crashed not far from the industrial park. And more via machine translation of the German article, several private Russian media reported a UJ-22 drone crash near the village of Vorskovo near east of Moscow. The crash sighted about 20 kilometers east of the Renivo industrial park. So did they really put a drone out to kill Putin? I don't know. They reported in Germany it did. Russia says no, Melody.
And well, of course, if they did, of course they would deny it, though.
Of course. Of course. But of course he's a target.
He is a target.
No doubt
Absolutely.
About it. Kyiv says counterattack nearly ready with iron fist. So Kyiv said on Friday it was nearly ready to launch a huge ground assault to retake occupied land after Russia hurled missiles at cities that people slept overnight, killing at least 17 people in the first large-scale airstrikes in nearly 2 months. The war is coming to a crucial juncture after months-long Russian winter offensive that gained little ground despite the bloodiest fighting so far. Kyiv is preparing a counteroffensive using hundreds of tanks and armored vehicles sent by the West, hoping to drive Russia out of the nearly a fifth of the country that it occupies and claims to have annexed. As soon as there is God's will, the weather and the decision by commanders, we will do it. Ukraine Defense Minister Brikhanov told an online news briefing. Ukraine was to a high percentage ready to launch its campaign. Said its now modern weapons, its new modern weapons would serve as an iron fist. Doesn't sound to me like they're backing off any. What do you think?
Doesn't sound like that to me either. And, you know, I heard Ukraine, I wanted to mention this too. Ukraine supposedly has talked to China. They did have a meeting.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
And it was interesting because, I don't know, you know who Richard Haass, he is president of the Council of Foreign Relations. I mean, I'm not saying this because I'm a fan of him, but he did say, and often what we say on this program is there it really is no communications to stop this war.
No, there's not.
So we're not making that up. I mean, this is the guy from the Council of Foreign Relations, and want it.
Yeah, they do.
They want it.
They do. Kremlin plays down the idea that Russia is preparing a nuclear weapons test. But this is, I'll just cut to the chase, and they said, if the United States conducts tests, then we will. No one should have dangerous illusions that global strategic parity can be destroyed, Putin said. So now they're discussing doing nuclear tests. That's an encouraging step in the right direction, right?
Oh, yeah.
And U.S. to dock nuclear subs in South Korea for the first time in 40 years. President Joe Biden and Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday will sign an agreement that includes plans to have U.S. nuclear-armed submarines dock in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years, a conspicuous show of support to Seoul amid growing concern about nuclear threats by North Korea, according to senior Biden administration officials. The planned dock visits are a key element of what's being dubbed the Washington Declaration, aimed at deterring North Korea from carrying out an attack on its neighbor. It is being unveiled as Biden is hosting Yoon for a state visit during a moment of heightened anxiety for both leaders over an increased pace of ballistic missiles tests by North Korea over the last several months. Well, we go to the Middle East. We go to Russia. Then we go into North Korea, and now Taiwan is being circled by Chinese drones invading their spaces on their island. And very quickly here, Macron, that's the head of France, forced to travel with generator truck as unions literally cut off his power. I thought this was good. Under massive pressure as a result of his controversial pension reforms, Macron is currently undertaking a public relations blitz in France in hopes of rallying the general public to his side. However, his whistle-stop tours of various regions across the country have not been going well, with the president's visits often being met with protests, noisily banging pots and pans in the hopes of derailing the PR stunt. To make matters worse, trade unions with access to the country's national grid have also taken to cutting the power in areas where Macron is stopping in an effort to cause even further chaos for the head of state. Such a scheme appears to be working, with French broadcaster TFI Info reporting that the president and his entourage now bringing along a truck-mounted diesel electric generator when visiting an area, seemingly an attempt to circumvent the cuts, so they're cutting his power off. I don't know. Belly, I know it's not funny, but they were talking about a national leader here that has to take his power truck with him.
Well,
I mean, gee. And very quickly, governing Greens support collapse. Turns out people don't like energy poverty. Support for Germany's ruling Green Party is reportedly collapsed after these countries rushed to shut down all remaining nuclear power plants and ruled against gas central heating from next year. Germany's Greens are no longer one of the top three most popular political parties in Germany. Without going environmentalist-driven scandals over the nuclear power and home heating pushing the party below 15%. The deterioration of the party's popularity stands in stark contrast to the populist alternative for Germany, which has now risen to a near all-time high of 16%, making it the third most popular party in the country behind the traditional center-left and center-right offerings. So Germany's tired of the green machine. They're going to start shutting her down. So all this, from reparations to job being cut, to war being rumored everywhere, all this is happening as we speak right now. Gee, why should anybody be concerned?
Well, no one's just paying attention, that's all.
I mean, you're right.
They're not paying.
They're not reporting. They're not telling you about this ABC or CBS, are they?
No, they're not. Mm-mm.
That's why these programs like yours are so important, and mine. We cover these things. We cover them for a reason, folks. Things are heating up. Now for a short good news story. We're running out of time so quickly.
Egg prices are going down?
Egg prices are going down, absolutely. Austin Fire Department helps 95-year-old mow his lawn. This is very short and very sweet. Members of the Austin Fire Department in Austin, Texas, helped the 95-year-old recent resident mow his lawn. Last Friday, an AFD fire engine passed by his home and noticed the elderly man struggling to mow his lawn. Yesterday afternoon, our C-shift crew from Engine 6, Lieutenant Matt Avery, Fire Specialist Eric Lupton, and firefighters Wilson Reeves and Gus Winhold happened to pass by this house in South Austin and saw the 95-year-old resident struggling to mow his lawn. They promptly stopped, jumped out of the unit, and gave him a hand with firefighter Reeves making quick work of the Healy front yard, department said. Kudos to these folks and their commitment to serving those in need. I thought that was really sweet.
That's nice.
Really sweet.
That is nice. Usually people drive by and say, you missed a spot.
Yeah, really. Folks, I mean, try to dwell on some good things. Really keep your mind centered on some good things once in a while. If you're blessed to have a family like I am and you have a home, be thankful for it. Praise our Creator for it. Praise our God for it, our Savior for it. But prepare for things are coming. Noah prepared for 120 years, him and his family. And he tried to tell people all those 120 years before the judgment come. Well, things are going to fall apart here. And obviously, they're already falling in place. Prepare yourself. But do take time to appreciate those around you. Tell them you love them. Give them a hug. Went to the gym today and got a hug from two pretty girls. They're sweet people. And I try to let them know I love them in Christ. I got to talk to a state trooper, a friend of mine, and picture him a while. And folks, show your love. Show your concern. Share the truth and do what's right today. Melody, I'll let you go ahead and wrap it up.
Wow, wasn't that nice? That was a really nice story and a very nice way, the way you ended that. Our days go by too fast and sometimes too fast that we can't think those things or say those good things. And, you know, so I'm certainly not telling people, you know, I'm not a preacher, but I'm here for Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.